And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Science Museum has its second installment of Fossil Giants on display. So if you're a teacher or parents looking at activities to do as school ends or heading into the summer, the Lafayette Science Museum has lots of great exhibits in addition to the fossil giants, dinosaurs, and mammals. For information on that exhibit or others, their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. The Hilliard University Art Museum has a number of exhibits, some opening up on June 5th, selections from the UL College of Arts faculty works, Environmental Impact, produced by David Wagner, and Kathy Sosa's exhibit called Herself. For information on current exhibits and exhibits that will open up on the 5th, you can go to the Hilliard University Art Museum, which is HilliardMuseum.org. This evening at 6 o'clock, the Worldwide Ride of Silence will take place. It will be in Lafayette, and it will start in North America and roll across the globe. But in Lafayette, you can meet at 6 o'clock at the Mickey Schunick Ghost Bike Memorial at the intersection of St. Landry and Dean Streets. The aim is to raise awareness of motorists, police, and city officials, and, of course, the general public about the issues surrounding cycling and the public. This is to honor as well cyclists who have been killed or injured cycling on public roadways in the past year. May is National Bike Month, and Bike Lafayette is organizing this local ride of silence. Lafayette's only French choir will perform at Cité des Arts this evening at 7 o'clock. For information, you can call Cité or go to their website. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company, directed by Carrie Onksley, will offer again its annual Summer Stars series. These are summer theater workshops designed to introduce newcomers to the world of theater and challenge young performing veterans. For information, their website is childrenstheater.cc, or you can call them and speak with Carrie Onksley. At Cité in Lafayette, the Theatrics Performing Arts Camp will take place June 8th through June 19th at Cité. For information, you can call Danny Ladmiralt, who is the program director at Cité. This weekend is the final. Your final opportunity is to see Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida in Lake Charles at the Axe Theater, One Reed Street Theater. It will run the 22nd through the 24th. For information, the website is axetheater.com. And the Lafayette Concert Band will give their Memorial Day concert this weekend, Sunday, May 24th, 3:30 at the Bayou Church. It's called Songs of Remembrance. IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League, presents The Rainmaker, opening on May 28th. For information, you can call the S&E Theater or call IPAL. At Cité, May 29th and 30th, an original stage play produced and written by Tanya Taylor, The Sacrifice. It will have two performances, May 29th and 30th at 7:30. And for information on KRVS, you can go to our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Search for the program you listen to and either listen to archive material at our website, or you can download programs for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. Fresh Air is from 6 until 7, and at 7 we begin our evening of radio magazine programming, beginning with This American Life at 7, the TED Radio Hour at 8 o'clock, Radio Lab at 9, Snap Judgment at 10. At 11 we have Music from the Hearts of Space, at midnight Beat Current, and Freetown Radio at 1 in the morning. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.
Hello, KRVS listeners. This is James Vanway. Join me Fridays, 10 to midnight, for The Fringe, 2 hours of underground music on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana.